I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
To my understanding,
he might be calling right now.
Okay, let's see.
We'll wait and see. I just got a text message. He might be calling right now. Yes, Mike Oresko, the commissioner of the AAC. It's been a busy day if you're involved in college athletics and everything that's going on. We are pleased to welcome now,
surprise,
Mike Oresko, the commissioner of the American Athletic Conference. Mike, I know it's been a crazy day in college athletics. Thanks for making a little time for us.
Thank you, Mark. Yeah, I've been on the phone. I apologize. No, I was trying to get on with you earlier, but it's been one call after another. I don't know if chaos is the word, but right now it's not a. It's a very uncertain situation, no question about it.
Well, let's get into that. I mean, this potential news of maybe the Big Ten postponing or canceling its season and the ripple effects that could cause, what does it mean for the AAC in your mind as of right now at 3:49 p.m. on August 10th? Because I know this stuff is changing by the hour, it seems.
It is. In fact, I don't know whether the Big Ten has postponed their decision. There was some rumor about that, but a lot of rumors are floating around. I heard rumors that several Big Ten coaches have come out and said they want to play from prominent schools. But their shutting down would have profound implications for us because there might be a domino effect. And if there is, then it would be hard to see us being able to play. If all the A5 shut down and I call them the P5. They call themselves the Autonomous Five. But the point is, if the Big Ten shut down and the Pac-12 might follow, no guarantee. But if they do, then I don't know. Then the SEC becomes the linchpin, because if the SEC, the Big 12, and the ACC decide to play, and some other conferences decide to play, then we would obviously have a hard decision to make. I think if everybody shut down, if the entire P5 shut down. It would be hard to see us, playing. I can't speak for my board at this point, but the other issue is we want to play because we think there's no medical reason at this point for not playing. We think that student athletes could well be and likely will be worse off if they don't play for all sorts of reasons we can discuss if you'd like. But the point is, at this point, we feel that you should take it one step at a time. The trends are actually, Mark, moving in the right direction. We have 6 of our 11 schools with 0 positives on their sports teams. We have a few with 1 or 2. We had one, I think, with 6. We may have had one with 10 or 12, and that program has resumed practicing. They've been practicing now in one form or another for a couple of months, and here we have a very good outcome right now. I don't know what it would be like once students come back to campus. But that begs the question, well, if suddenly things go the wrong way, they would have gone the wrong way if these student-athletes weren't playing sports. And so they might be outside not getting tested and not knowing they even had the disease, and the outcomes could be a lot worse. So we think that there is a reason to keep moving for now to see. Our medical people don't feel that anything has changed in recent days to prompt a decision like this that comes kind of suddenly and, frankly, comes a month and a half or so prior to when – a couple of the conferences are even going to play their first game. So, we've looked at the data from our counties, and with a few upticks every now and then, there's been a steady decline in cases in all our counties, whether it's Dallas County, whether it's Houston County, whether it's Florida, whether it's other places. There's been a steady decline, and over a two-week period, a pretty significant percentage decline. So even there, things with the virus are moving in the right direction. Every case is bad, obviously, but the point is it's moving in the right direction. So we're wondering, okay, what's the science? We've heard about potential heart issues. We've heard about potential lung issues. Yes, some of those are real. And they, it's Brian Hainline of the NCAA said, as our medical director said, various coronaviruses can cause that, including even, I guess even the common cold. But that's a coronavirus. I don't know if ultimately it does or not. I'm not a doctor. I don't want to be out there giving WebMD medical advice or but the point is it is coronaviruses of some kind, I don't know which ones, can cause this. We've been tracking on this for a long time with our medical group. Everyone who tests positive, who came in testing positive, was given a workup, an EKG, echo, you know, the entire heart workup before they would be allowed to resume. And it is something that, frankly, is being tracked on. And, in fact, if those student-athletes don't play sports and get the disease, get the virus, and the virus doesn't differentiate whether you're playing sports or you're not playing sports, they might not detect this. They might not get tested. They might not get those workups. And then what would happen? They would be in a worse position than if they're, you know, they get the disease in the controlled environment and protocols that we have. Those are the kinds of things that you have to think about when you make a decision like this, Mark. It's not done in a vacuum. And we're just trying to have a sane, rational debate. And I don't know what's going to happen in the next few days. Obviously, some of what happens is going to be clearly out of our control.
Mike, this is Jeffrey Wright. I'm not trying to make this a black and white, this is a right versus a wrong, but based on the things that you've just said and the fact that really the only thing that's really changed in the last week or so is the fact that you now have players that are, you know, essentially not only threatening to unionize, but it's changing, you know, it's essentially threatening the business model. In your opinion, is it possible that this decision is not being made necessarily for health reasons, but for, you know, the business model reasons?
I don't think so. I mean, I really don't. And you know, I don't know that business model notion is frankly, at this point, being all, you know, being focused on by anybody, because I think we realize that, one, we have student athletes. They're not. We don't want them to be unionized. It's not a pay-for-play situation. I think most of our student-athletes have not embraced that at all. In fact, there was a piece of paper circulating around. You probably saw it, may have heard about it,
yep,
that was supposed to come to me but never did, by the way. It's never come to me, so I'm not going to comment on it. It had some things in there that clearly, you know, X percentage of the revenues, you know, hazard pay, you know, this and that. You know, I don't know that it mentioned unionization, but it had a lot of things like that. And to be honest with you, you know, if health and safety is your primary concern, and you put all that stuff in, then you know it makes people wonder what was really going on
right
here. But I don't think that's embraced by. In fact, most of our student athletes have pushed back. A lot of them, we've heard from schools saying we had no part in this. I got one from one of the women on our racial equality group, and she said, we're embarrassed that this was leaked. We had nothing to do with this. We've had, pushback in a lot of quarters. We've had a statement by Brady White and a group of our student-athletes who want to play, say they want to play football this year. They feel that those health and safety protocols will be adequate. And we've spent 4 or 5 months building the strictest protocols we could possibly imagine. And by the way, just because we've done all this hard work doesn't mean we should move forward if evidence shows that we can't. We were fully aware of that. But I don't think the business part of this has had anything to do with these decisions. I mean, I think whatever – I don't know what the medical task force at the Big Ten is telling their, you know, their group, but our medical people are saying there is no medical reason at this point not to play. If things change, you know, they'll let us know. And we're very sensitive. Our board, I'm sure, would shut things down if our medical advisory group said shut things down. But they haven't. And it's an excellent group of doctors and some trainers involved in it as well. So anyway, I don't think the business some of it came out of left field. And I just don't think that it's really the motivating force in any way for what's going on now. I really don't.
We're wrapping up here with Mike Oresko. I've got to make this quick, Mike, and thanks so much for coming on last second here. In terms of where this goes from here, the way you phrase it is not all systems are go, but right now things are the status quo of last week when you made your announcement about the schedule for the AAC. For all intents and purposes, that is still what is going to take place as of right now, correct?
Yeah, we have a board and an AD combined board meeting tomorrow, and we may have some decision from the Big Ten, and we would have to weigh that. We may have a decision from the Pac-12. Not sure what the other conferences are going to do. We're going to weigh all that, and ultimately we're going to have to make a decision at some point. I don't know if it'll be tomorrow or later. But right now, though, our goal and our inclination is still to try to do this because our student athletes want to play, Mark. And you know, it's our job to try to create a safe environment for them to do so. And if we can't do it, we tell them. But you know, we're not forcing anybody to do anything. And as you know, they can opt out. They can opt out and they get their full scholarship this year. So it's really going to be a question of what you know, whether we can move forward if all the other, you know, conferences are not. And right now, we just don't know what's going to happen.
All right, Mike, last question for you. Is there a world in which there's no college football, but perhaps there is college basketball, in your opinion?
Well, I wonder about that. That's a great question, Mark. It seems to me, if you're not playing college football, I don't know how you justify playing college basketball indoors with the kind of, you know, contact there is. And you're starting practice either September, October, and playing in November. I wonder how that can happen. And I'm very skeptical about spring football as well.
Mike, great. Thank you so much for your time. We really appreciate it. We know you're busy today.
Thanks a lot, fellas. I really appreciate you having me. And everybody stay well. Thank you.